growth does not occur overnight. It's a journey. It's a process. But unless we're careful, what I've discovered is that we can become stuck.
This is Straight Talk.
You're listening to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Hollick. I'm here with Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church. Pastor Mark, what a joy to be together today and to be with our listeners. You're taking us through a series called Joy is a Choice. And today is a message you've titled Keys to Unstoppable Growth from Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. What's the heart behind this message?
You know, the heart behind the entire book of Philippians is such a powerful, powerful message that joy is the choice that you and I have the ability to make every day. And this particular passage has to do with growing. This is about not getting stuck at one level, but continuing to grow. And so Paul is challenging us here to keep pressing on towards our calling, to go to the next level, not to get stuck. And he starts by telling us, hey, the first step is have a proper view of yourself.
Yeah, you've been a follower of Christ for a long time. You've been a pastor here in the city for over 30 years. There's got to be some temptations to settle, to relax, to sit back and look at what you've done and where you've come from. But I don't see that in you. I see a consistent pressing out. Where does that come from? How do you continue to press out and grow and develop?
You know, when I start to get a little bit proud, or when I think, hey, I've arrived at a certain place, a couple of things keep me humble. One, talking to my kids, that'll do it. Listening to my wife, that'll do it. And the conviction of the Holy Spirit that reminds me, I am far from arriving. You know, if our comparison are our neighbors and the people around us, sometimes we can get a little proud. But if our comparison is Jesus Christ, that'll humble you right away. Like, is my heart like the heart of Christ? And that's exactly what Paul is saying, is that he wants to reach the full knowledge and conformity to the image of Christ. And so we get settled if we compare ourselves to others. We get challenged if we ask ourselves, is Christ fully formed in me?
That's so good. Thank you for that. Friends, today we are in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 21. These are keys to unstoppable growth. Let's go there right now.
I hope that you've been determining in your life to say, I will choose joy, because joy is my responsibility. And I'm not going to hide behind my circumstances. I'm not going to hide behind other people and say, this is why I have a bad attitude. But I'm going to say that my attitude is my responsibility. And if I have a bad attitude, it's because I choose a bad attitude. But I'm going to grow enough in God to choose to have joy even when my circumstances aren't the best or the people around me are making it a little bit hard. How many of you are learning that, okay? And how many of you know that's not easy? It's a challenge. So this morning we're going to continue our verse-by-verse study through the book of Philippians, and we are in Philippians chapter 3. And so I want you to take your Bibles this morning, and I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 3 as we talk about joy being a choice. And today we're going to look at the keys to unstoppable growth. You see, I know this, that if you're going to maintain an attitude of joy, you have to keep growing. The moment you stop growing is the moment that you begin to lose your joy, because joy goes along with growth, going to the hard places and choosing, I'm going to go to the next level. You know, we live in a society that wants everything fast, right? We want it now. We want it yesterday. I mean, I find myself getting caught up in that. I mean, I go through a drive-thru, and if they're a minute, I'm like, what is up with this? It says fast food, not slow food, not medium. I mean, settle down. How about it? If someone doesn't immediately start moving when the stoplight turns green, man, I have a very low tolerance level for that. It's, hey, the light. That's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. Now, I can excuse it and say, well, I'm always in a hurry. I got important things, people to meet, places to go, things to do. But yet the fact of the matter is that we are used to a fast-paced, instant society. In fact, I was reading recently, a fellow by the name of James Emery wrote a book. And in his book, he was telling about this Russian-American comic who had just come from Russia to the United States of America. His name is Yakov Smirnoff. And he walked into an American grocery store for the first time in his life, and he looked at all the products that were available on the shelf. And he was just amazed. He said, on my first shopping trip, I saw powdered milk. You add just a little bit water, and you get milk. Then I saw powdered orange juice. You just add a little water, and you got orange juice. And then I saw baby powder. And I thought to myself, what a country. Well, those of you that have had to go through labor, birthing pains, know that it's not that easy. But oftentimes we have that immediate mentality. We want things quick. We want them now. We want them yesterday. Well, when it comes to spiritual growth, I'm here to tell you that things grow, but it takes time to grow things. Our spiritual journey is that way as well. It takes time, and it's a process for things to grow. This plant that I have in my hand right now is a small plant. I'm not even going to try to pronounce what it is, but this plant tomorrow will not be 2 feet tall. In fact, tomorrow, if you were to take this plant and put it on your windowsill and look at it, to your eyes, the growth would be imperceptible. But make no mistake, something is changing and growing there. And you may not notice it in a day, but if you leave it long enough with water and sunlight, within a week or 2 weeks, you will begin to notice a few extra buds. The length of the plant will be a little bit longer because it takes time for growth to happen. How about it? In our spiritual life, it's the very same way. Growth does not occur overnight. It's a journey. It's a process. But unless we're careful, what I've discovered is that we can become stuck somewhere in the process. And although we're supposed to be growing, we can get stuck in a non-growth mode. The Apostle Paul is talking about that in Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading in verse 12 of Philippians chapter 3 as we talk about unstoppable growth. Not that I have already obtained all this, the Apostle Paul says, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already obtained. I'm going to pause there for a moment. And I want to give you this morning a couple of points on how to grow beyond where you're at in your spiritual life. If you want to go to the next level, point number one, if you're taking notes, write this down. To get to the next level, you get to the next level by pressing on towards your calling. The key word there, pressing on. Now notice what he says. He says, not that I have already obtained all this. Who was writing this? Paul. Now who is Paul? Man, he is the Apostle Paul. He is this go-get-em machine. He is the guy that Jesus appeared to on the road to Damascus. He's the guy that wrote a bunch of books of the New Testament. Philippians, Colossians, Ephesians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, maybe Hebrews, probably Hebrews. I mean, this guy wrote half the New Testament. This guy was a guy that knew God, walked in God, one of the most powerful apostles that you would ever know of, yet he says towards the end of his life, because this was already way into his Christian journey, he says to them, listen, make no mistake, I have not arrived. I haven't obtained all this. Or, I haven't already been made perfect. The word perfect is the word for full knowledge or maturity. Well, Paul is saying, hey, I haven't gotten there yet. I am still in the journey too. I'm like you. I'm still pressing forward. God has a lot of work to do in my life. And Paul makes it clear that he has not arrived. Let me tell you, some people have this wrong view of what's called sanctification. In fact, there's some groups of people that believe that you journey on in your Christian life, and then suddenly you reach this certain point, and you have this second blessing or spiritual experience, and now you're sanctified, and now from then on, you stop sinning. Have you ever run into that theology? I've run into people, they tell me, well, I'm sanctified now. Great. I haven't sinned in years. Well, you just sinned again by lying to me. You see, there's no such thing by reaching a point of sanctification where suddenly you go in this zone where you never sin again or you've arrived. Because that's not going to happen until the day that you stand before God Almighty in a glorified body, in a glorified spirit, and you are like Jesus. That's not going to happen before. This side of heaven, that will not happen. And Paul is saying, I have not arrived, nor have I been made perfect, but, I love this, but I press on. This word press on that you see here is a hunting word. It's used for hunting a prey. If you've ever watched or ever been hunting, we have hunters here. Some people are really into it. You get the rifle, you get the dogs. If you're hunting rabbits or hunting some sort of game, you know that the objective is to pursue the prey. And so hunters really get into this. I mean, they're camouflaged, they got the rifles, they got the dogs, they have all the equipment there. And when they start pursuing that prey, they have one objective, find the prey. I've been on a hunting trip or two when I was younger, and I mean, this was intense. They would look, binoculars, where is it at? Let's chase them, let's follow them. Let's see the twigs in the ground where they've gone. The dogs are sniffing. They're looking. They are urgently pressing forward to get a hold of that prey.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to our message called Keys to Unstoppable Growth, which is from our series called Joy is a Choice. Straight Talk is a radio ministry of New Life Community Church in Chicago, where Pastor Mark Jobe is the senior pastor. At the end of today's program, I'll tell you more about New Life and how to get a free copy of this Straight Talk message. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Philippians chapter 3 in verses 12 through 21. Pastor Mark's message, the keys to unstoppable growth.
Paul is using that word and he says, hey, I am pressing forward. I am chasing after. What are you chasing after, Paul? Listen, but I press on to take a hold, to grab, to capture. What? That for which Christ has taken a hold of me. What? Yeah, let's explain this a little bit. Paul says, Christ has already gotten a hold of me. But now I'm chasing after that which he's gotten a hold of me for. Let me explain it this way. All of us live in two different realities. There is what we call positional and practical. Now, the moment that you come to Christ, God places you positionally in a certain place. Now, although you are positionally or spiritually there, oftentimes we're not living up to where God has already positionally put us. For example, the moment that you come to Christ, all your sins, past, present, and future, are washed away. They're washed. You say, well, Pastor, how do you know that? Well, here's how I know that. Because there is no sin in heaven. Do you realize that? Now, someone has asked me before, well, what if you sin right before you die and don't have a chance to confess it? I mean, let's just say you're driving down the Stevenson's Expressway and some drunk truck driver swerves over into your lane, and right before he hits it, you swear. It just slips out of your mouth. And boom, you swear, the last thing out of your mouth is some swear word, and boom, you're dead, standing before God, and you say, oh, you know what? Man, I blew it because now I sin. I didn't have a chance to confess it. Now I'm before God. No sin is going into heaven, so where do you end up? Well, if you believe that your sins had to be forgiven one at a time and that Christ's work didn't apply to your present, your past, and your future, then you would end up in a pretty dark place. But you see, the Bible already tells us what you are. The Bible tells us you are forgiven. You are washed, you are cleansed, you are whole, you are destined for glory. There is no sin on your slate. In fact, the Bible says that you are the righteousness of Jesus. You are holy, blameless, perfect, positionally. But you don't always live that way. You are a child of God, but you don't always live that way. You are holy and called, but you don't always live that way. In other words, God has called you to something. Now you have to live up to what God has called you to. Are you tracking with me today? Oh, let me explain it another way. Let's just say that you discovered that you were just kind of going about life, struggling around in life, and then you discovered through a telegram that you actually are a descendant of some prince or king, and you have royal blood in you, and you have this huge inheritance, and you finally found out, hey, I'm really Prince so-and-so or Princess so-and-so. Now, all this time you've been living a certain way, but you have royal blood inside of you. You're actually a royal person. You have a royal, you have royal blood flowing through you, and you are a prince or a princess. Now, you would have to positionally, you're a prince or a princess, but you still talk and walk and live as though you're not, and you have to begin to live up and learn what it means to live in that position. Hello. The Bible says, Paul says, Christ got a hold of me. He's got a calling, a purpose, a place for me. And now it's my job to pursue that which he took a hold of me for. I want to live up to that calling. I want to live up to what he has gotten a hold of. He's already gotten a hold of me. I'm not trying to have him get a hold of me. He's already called me. Now I'm trying to live up to my calling. Are you tracking with me? So Paul says, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ has taken hold of me. Verse 13, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. I want you to know I'm not living up to it, Paul says. I haven't arrived. God has a lot of work to do in my life. You know, I run into a lot of believers that almost talk as though the work was finished the day they were saved. And here's what I want you to know. Your spiritual birth, the Bible calls it being born again. John chapter 3, Jesus told Nicodemus that unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And Nicodemus didn't understand what Jesus was saying. He said, well, how is a person born again? He says, man, how does an old man get back in his mother's womb? Oh, don't even go there, Nicodemus. We're not talking about physical. We're talking about spiritual. That means you have to be born of God. The moment you bow your knee, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there is a new birth that happens inside of you. That's when you become born again. However, the journey does not stop there. The journey starts there. It's like a baby. When a baby's born, hey, it's a day of celebration, but those of you that are parents, you know it doesn't end there. When that baby has to learn to, a lot to learn. I mean, that's just getting started in their spiritual walk to grow up to be a person of maturity. In your spiritual life, it doesn't stop at your salvation. And I hope that if you became a believer 10 years ago, you have some other testimony besides, thank God I got saved. Now, between your salvation and your present, what has happened? I hope God's done something more than just saved you. I hope there's something more to say than just, well, I was born. That's great. That was a start. Now, have you had any progress since then? The Apostle Paul says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, this phrase, one thing I do, is a phrase of focus, of single-mindedness. In others, it means I hone in on one thing. There's one thing I center in on. What's that one thing? Well, what's he talking about? He's talking about growth. If you're going to grow, he says, I got to do this. What do you have to do, Paul? Well, I have to do this. Forgetting what is behind. Forgetting what is behind. You see, if you're going to grow spiritually, you have to stop resting on what's happened in the past. Now, initially you may think this has to do with failures. And I think it can apply to failures. Sometimes we let failures keep us in the past. You say, well, I made a lot of mistakes. I have a failed marriage, or I went bankrupt, or I was involved in addictions, or I was a selfish person, or I had an abortion at one time, or I stole at my job, or I spent a little stint in jail, or whatever it may be. And you say, well, I'm not really proud of it. Paul says, forgetting what lies behind, but it's not just about the bad stuff in our past. It's also about the good stuff in our past. You see, I think sometimes it's the good stuff in our past that keeps us back as much as the bad stuff. The bad stuff, what it does, the bad stuff makes us feel like we can't go forward. The good stuff makes us feel like we don't have to go forward. Oh, I wish you were hearing me this morning. The bad stuff makes us feel like I never get over it. And I want you to know that whatever you've done in your past, whatever. Pastor, you don't know my past. I don't need to know the gory details. Some of you could fill up a book and then do the sequel. But here's what I know. I don't care what has happened in your past. There is nothing beyond the power of the blood of Jesus to forgive. Nothing. Nothing. Now, on the other hand, there's some of you that are looking at your past and you're looking at the little plaques on your wall. And you're looking at the little accolades that you've received. And you're looking at all the accomplishments that you've done. And you say, well, I led a home group for 5 years. And I led this person the Lord. And I've taught this. And I've done that. And I gave to charity. And I raised my kids well. And I sacrificed. And you're looking at all the things that you've done. And you know what? You're sitting back on your laurels. And you're kind of happy about it. And you're saying, I don't have a lot of progress to make. I mean, I look at what I've done. Hey, and there's a lot of people that haven't gotten as far as I've gotten. And the Apostle Paul is saying, forgetting what lies behind. Because if your past accomplishments make you comfortable and self-satisfied, then your past accomplishments are a hindrance towards your future. Paul says, forgetting what lies behind and straining. This is not two separate things. It's one thing. I forget and I strain forward. This word straining forward is the same. The image here is of a runner. Have you ever seen a race that's really close? Maybe an Olympic race? They're dashing towards the end.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago, and this was the first half of his message called Keys to Unstoppable Growth, which is from our current series called Joy is a Choice. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E, .com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page, where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.